Your favorite PGA and LPGA legends, pros and top instructors are right here every week on Next on the Tee. Join Chris as the greats of the game share their stories, insights and playing lessons. Now, back to Chris and more of the show.
All right, now back in making his fourth appearance with me here on the French Lick Resort guest line is David Abele, is again president and CEO of TaylorMade Golf. Let me remind you a little bit more about David's background. Earned his degree in marketing and finance from the University of Connecticut, joined TaylorMade as their general manager for their Asia Pacific division. He later moved over to the director of sales for North America, left TaylorMade for a little while for Titleist and the Acushnet company, become their vice president of sales and marketing, came back to TaylorMade as their executive vice president and general manager, and took over as CEO and president back in February of 2015. And I am thrilled that he is back with me again tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, David, thanks for coming back on the show.
Chris, great to be back on the show, and thanks for the warm welcome and the wonderful Thanksgiving wishes. We feel the same way, and like to, even before we start, thank all of our servicemen and women for their incredible dedication to our country. So thanks so much for the warm intro and the welcome back to the show.
Well, I appreciate you, David. So, you know, here we are. It's Thanksgiving week. And so, David, first and foremost, it's, you know, a time for all of us to give thanks. And from all of us here on the show, we want to thank you and everyone at TaylorMade for being great partners again with us this year. Really appreciate you as a great guest that you have been. Like I say, this is the fourth time we have the opportunity to have you on the show. But wanted to thank you and the brand for all of your support this year.
Anytime. Hard to believe it's four times already, Chris. And every time you give a plug for M3 and M4 that I listen to your show, you inspire me to go out and buy one. So thanks so much.
That's great. So, David, you know, among the other things, you know, that this week means, you know, for a lot of us, it's great food. And again, being thankful and getting together with family. But we've got Black Friday at the end of the week. We've got, you know, Cyber Monday, you know, sales and opportunities coming on the back end, you know, of the weekend next week. So, I wanted to get your thoughts. What does TaylorMade have in store for all of us on those 2 days?
Yeah, and Chris, don't forget the big match on Friday. There's a big match, a pay-per-view match between Tiger and Phil on Friday, which should be terrific for golf. But Thanksgiving is always a kind of a marker in our business as we kind of get closer toward the end of the year and get to the holiday season. But, you know, we've had such an incredible year with Twist Face Technology and five-piece construction and TP5 and 5X, as well as our P790 iron product that you and I had caught up just briefly before the show. And I indicated that it's very rare that everything works in somebody's business in a given year. And between our tour players, the performance of our products, and certainly how we've performed at retail, we've had just an incredible year. So as we move into the holidays, you can expect to see some wonderful promotions around the new TP5 and TP5X golf ball. So that's a golf ball that's played by 5 of the top 10 players in the world. Many of the athletes that you had mentioned on the lead into the show. M3 and M4 are the top selling drivers on a global basis right now. So they are at retail and ready for golfers to test and try and find straight distance in their games. And certainly the continuation and strength of our irons business with P790. So, you know, you tumble it all together. Those are just some of the few products that you'll find at retail this holiday season that I think golfers will not only enjoy, but probably find some pretty good promotional activity around that you can get in and really experience what great performance looks like from TaylorMade.
And David, as you mentioned, what an incredible year you guys have had. Yet Justin Rose uses an M3 and now he's become the world number one. He and Dustin Johnson, also a TaylorMade guy, sort of been battling back and forth for that top spot all year. You got Francesco Molinari, who had, you know, a career year for him. He's got the M4 driver, his best season ever, capped by winning the European Tour's race to Dubai, and obviously, you know, the Open Championship earlier this year. Plus, you got Tiger and Rory and Jon Rahm, Jason Day, Brooks Koepka with his two majors, also playing a TaylorMade driver. Boy, I just don't know that, you know, you could have scripted this any better.
Yeah, hey, Chris, if we fast forward every year to the end of November, just before Thanksgiving, and you and I can say that our athletes performed at that level every year, I would be completely satisfied. It's been a tremendous year on the PGA Tour. The resurgence of Tiger, how he's gotten his game back. He's found a wonderful golf swing. I believe our technology, and he has actually suggested this because he doesn't swing it the same way that he used to. And While he still has incredible speed, he doesn't have the same speed he used to. He is now using technology, and specifically our technology, to help him play better. And you saw that not only as he worked into a new driver, he plays the M3 driver. You saw that as he worked into a new Forge TaylorMade product that we call Phase 1. So the actual production product will be out in the market next spring. And into our mill grind wedges, Tiger has had a, you know, incredible impact not only on golf over time, but certainly in 2018. But it was great to see. I'm actually starting to make some plans for the beginning of the year. I head to Kapalua each year to engage with our athletes and their representation. And it's just incredible to think that Tiger will be there if he chooses to play because he won. So as you know, this is the Tournament of Champions. You've got to win to be able to play in Hawaii, in Maui. But Justin will be there, and DJ will be there, and Rory will be there, and John will be there, and Jason will be there. I mean, every one of our real big guns will have won this year. And so it's really, really nice to see them perform. But more importantly, when we track them statistically and why they're performing so well, it really started off the tee with each one of them. And we made a claim when we launched Twist Face technology and M3 and M4 that while distance absolutely matters and we have an obligation to golfers at every skill level to build drivers that go faster and further, we found a technology through years and years of research that actually enabled us to twist the face, the face insert on the driver, so that, you know, most of the misses that amateurs and even professionals alike experience in high toe and low heel, that now you can hit them straighter. So this concept of straight distance has really led to this amazing run of driver success and performance on the PGA Tour, but more importantly at the amateur level. And so when we look at the data points about driving statistics, not only have every one of those big six players that I just referenced hit it further, their accuracy is improved by anywhere between 6 and 12 percentage points. That is significant. So just think about it as a golfer hitting one or two more fairways around and playing from the fairway as opposed to playing from the rough without compromising any distance. So we have completely revolutionized driver technology again, and you're going to see more and better from us as we move into 2019.
And David, to that point, I think, you know, one of the great things, as you mentioned, is the opportunity to hit more fairways. Is that the frontier that's left to conquer? Because I can't imagine that the moment of inertia can get much better than where we're seeing, you know, the drivers at now. It seems like accuracy is now the thing.
Well, it's certainly one of the variables, Chris, but, you know, we've got a group of engineers that are the best in the business, and it's kind of led us to this position, which we're very humbled by but proud of, that, you know, the innovations that we bring to market are the innovations that typically most brands follow. And whether it was movable weight technology back in the mid-2000s or adjustability in terms of what we call flight control, where you can actually take metal wood loft and lie and adjust it before or after you play or through a fitting, or whether it's in carbon composite, which was M1 in 2015 and now into Twist Face, every one of those technologies started at TaylorMade, Chris, and ultimately evolved into most of our competitors' product line. And, you know, that's the most rewarding thing, which is, you know, we're leading on the technology front to help golfers play better. And make no mistake, that's why we exist, to help golfers play the game better and enjoy it more. But when you think about what's on the forefront in terms of advanced driver performance, no doubt we can continue to help reduce what we call dispersion, which is right and left tendencies off the driver face, which is what really Twist Face does for us. It helps off-center hits go straighter. So that's one variable. But we also have a series of technologies that we're working on that over time we'll be able to produce that'll help increase speed, which ultimately equates to ball speed and distance, so swing speed to ball speed, as well as inertia properties and additional forgiveness. So by no means are we anywhere near what we think would be optimal performance. But we're so far out on technology, a lot of the technologies we work on, we just simply can't manufacture them yet because the manufacturing base isn't sophisticated enough to make them. So we have got a long way to go before we really get to a place where drivers have maxed out in terms of forgiveness, in terms of distance, or in terms of accuracy. So it is only one of many variables that we look at. And, you know, one of the things we've learned and we continue to see with amateur golfers is that when we have the opportunity through custom fitting to really optimize the player's launch, their speed, and their spin, in almost every case, we're finding 10 to 15 yards and tighter dispersion. So it's an exciting time. Technology is advancing faster. We're leading the way. And as a net result, you know, we're selling a lot of drivers and making golfers happy.
So, David, to that end, technologies that that might be in the not too distant future. I know you can't give away a lot of things, but can you give us a hint or point us in a direction to where you think the next innovation is coming from?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the simple default answer to that would be was just hang tight until we get to 2019. And when you and I get a chance to reconnect, the storyline come January and February 2019 is going to be a new technology from TaylorMade that will quite candidly revolutionize golf forever. And it's one thing to talk about revolutionary technologies and innovation. It's another thing to do it. And the thing I'm most proud of is our company does it year in and year out. But 2019 is going to be very special. And what I can tell you is you're going to now find a driver that really is up against the legal limit in terms of speed, but not just one driver, every single driver we make. It is going to be extremely exciting, and I'm going to leave you at that in the first quarter.
All right. David, you gave a hint a moment ago. We talk about irons, your P790. So you got the P760 series and the P790 series. And talk about what those irons are and how they differ from the M3 and M4s.
Yeah, so they're actually very different. Start with the construction. So anything with a P on it from TaylorMade, a P-series iron, is a forged product. So many golfers really love the forged feel. It's a bit softer than a 17-4 cast product. The finishes are a bit different. The technology is a bit different. P790 is a hollow construction forged speed foam-filled iron. So for the first time, certainly in our history, we're taking a forged technology and building speed and distance into it and playability, which is really a lot of golfers that would love to look at more of a thinner top line or a traditional shape. Haven't, you know, the compromise you make with that is that you don't get forgiveness and distance. And that's what you get in M3 and M4. So those are cast cavity back irons. They're built around distance. They're built around forgiveness. They're built around playability. But the forged products in P760 and 790 now incorporate speed and forgiveness with that great forged feel with traditional shaping. So they're very, very different in terms of how they look and certainly how they perform. The difference between P790 and 760 is the 790 nomenclature is literally the blade length. It's 79 millimeters from the hosel to the toe. The 760 is 76 millimeters from the hosel to the toe. So one way to think about it is the 760 iron is a compact, smaller version of 790 for a bit better player, lower handicapper. And the 790 is really built for everybody that wants a forged product, that wants to hit it high, that wants to hit it far with optimum forgiveness with great forged feel.
And David, you mentioned it's got speed foam technology. Talk about what that is.
Yeah, so if you look on the side of the iron, there's an injection port. There's a little screw there. It's not a weight. It's a screw that we inject speed foam into the product, which enables us to essentially optimize face dynamics and sound. So when the ball hits the club face, the speed foam actually reacts and enables the COR of the golf club to go up and propel the golf ball to higher speeds. So not only does it help the face dynamic work faster in its interaction with the ball, but importantly, it enables the feel. It reduces vibration to feel incredibly solid. So it's an incredible technology. It's visible externally in terms of the injection port where the speed foam goes in. So if you're looking for the iron, just look at that little injection port on the toe and know that there's speed foam inside that iron.
And also, you guys introduced a different set called the GAPR set a few months ago, which to me looks like a wonderful set that allows, and again, it's just, you know, from my perspective, it looks like a set that's going to get the ball airborne a little easier. And it's also comes in three different variations for, you know, a higher trajectory and a lower trajectory iron set. But talk about what those are.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this has been a really exciting product. So GAPR actually stands for Gapper. And so, Chris, if I were to ask you or any of your listeners, golfers, you know, what's the longest iron that you're most comfortable hitting and what's your highest lofted fairway? So let me ask you the question, Chris. What's the longest iron that you're comfortable hitting with consistency?
Probably my 5 or 6 iron.
Okay, your 5 or 6 iron. And what's the highest lofted fairway wood that you have in your bag?
I've got a hybrid that's 21.
Okay. So if you look at the gap that you have between your highest lofted fairway wood and a 5 or 6 iron, if we actually to put you, if you had standard ball speeds like most players do, you're going to have somewhere between 40 and 60 yards of gap between that. What we said was, you know what, for many years, we led the technology revolution by bringing rescue clubs in. Those are hybrid golf clubs. The first hybrid ever made was from TaylorMade. We called it a rescue. But there's really been no evolution in technology and rescue clubs from us or anybody else. We match them up with M3s and M4s. They're wonderful products. We sell a bunch of them because a lot of players don't have them. We put them into sets. But we said, you know what? That's not the best way to fit the highest lofted fairway wood gap to your most comfortable long iron. Because we can fit that 40-yard gap with a product called Gapper. That's where the name came from. Different players have different profiles. They have different trajectory needs within their business, within their way they play. So, for example, Tiger Woods and Dustin Johnson play a Gapper low because they have high ball speeds and they launch it real high. However, an average golfer that may have slower ball speeds who needs help getting the ball up in the air might play a Gapper mid or a Gapper high to elevate or get higher launch conditions in the ball. So we decided there isn't one solution to fit your gap. There's three. There's a low version, a mid version, and a high version. And the lengths of the shaft actually vary by loft, so we can fit every golfer, regardless of skill level, right into the playing long iron and their highest lofted fairway wood. So you no longer have to get stuck in between 180 or 220 yards. We've got a product that fits right in there. And I know a lot of your listeners, I hope, are probably saying, that's exactly my problem. Is I have a tough time hitting a 4-iron or a 3-iron. My rescue club really doesn't give me a whole lot of versatility, and I like playing a 5-wood. Well, we have a solution for that now, and we launched Gapper this fall, and it is red hot. It is such a cool golf club. It performs so well, and by many accounts, third-party accounts, it's the best-performing what we call utility or hybrid club in its category right now, and it's beautiful. So it's an exciting product for us.
David, as we talked a little bit ago, you know, last month you guys announced that the brand has elected not to attend the January PGA Merchandise Show. Talk about your decision to skip it this year.
Yeah, Chris, candidly, it's a tough decision. There's no real brand in our business that takes care of our customers, whether they're retail partners or golf professionals, the way we do. In fact, if you look at the primary tenets of our company, it's about our customers first and golfers first. And that's who we serve. So we really took a hard look, and we do this every year, at the expenses incurred in certain areas of our business. And the PGA Show is one of those big line items that is a fairly expensive investment to go serve our customers. And believe me, we spend more on serving our customers than most do. However, we thought about taking that investment and going directly to our customers outside of a two-day forum where brands come together and show their new products and invest it directly with them, as well as invest in new initiatives to grow the game. Because one of the things that we're trying to do as a company is not just build great products, equipment, and golf balls, and we have some of the best in the business, but importantly, help the game improve, help the game grow. And so we made a tough decision that, you know, for the 48-hour window, that is really the PGA Show, we're going to reallocate those expenses directly into growth initiatives in the game and directly to our customers to help them not only fit products, but to serve their members, serve their guests, and serve golfers better than they can today through education, through fitting, through value-added opportunities in front of the golfer. And we thought that that was a better way to invest in the business than what we currently were doing with the PGA Show. So it's right for TaylorMade. I'm not suggesting it's right for others. And we still are very fond of the show. It just didn't fit into our plans in 2019.
And David, to that end, when you look at the way the market is today, right? I mean, the innovations that we've got out there, right? You've got all the different social media outlets on top of traditional radio and TV and magazines. I mean, there's satellite radio, there's podcasts, there's all kinds of new ways to reach your prospective customers. Is the PGA Merchandise Show still something that's necessary to make a big splash for whatever the new innovations are going to become year to year?
Well, you know, you just reeled off, Chris, a series of communication mediums or vehicles that brands like TaylorMade use to launch their product and create energy and excitement about their new technologies. The PGA Show is just one of many vehicles that we would use historically to do that. However, when you really think about, you know, the 48-hour window in which the show exists each January against the other opportunities to promote your messages and do that in a more direct way that provides better benefits to the golfer, we looked at that and said, you know, it just doesn't fit into our media plan this year. And, you know, I think social is such a huge part of everybody's business right now. And those audiences are golfers that really want to hear what's new from TaylorMade. And make no mistake, the PGA Show, it's a trade show. So most of your listeners that are golfers, they don't get to attend the PGA Show. It's a trade show. And we invest in direct selling and direct marketing partnerships with our trade partners. And most of the work with our trade partners is done well in advance of the show, because by the time we get to the show, we're launching those products to golfers around the world. And so for all those reasons, it's not part of our plan today. Perhaps there's a new format or a new way to approach the trade show in the future that might be as exciting. We actually work very closely with the PGA of America and really worked with them on our decision to exit the show in 2019 as it relates to why, to help them think about new ways to create greater value, not only in front of retailers that come to the show, golf professionals, assistant golf professionals, but ultimately for golfers. You know, if there was a consumer element of that show that enabled your listeners to go and experience brands like ours, how cool would that be? So there's a lot of different ideas that we're thinking about. We are very close with Seth Waugh, who's the CEO of the PGA of America and the PGA of America. We support them unconditionally. And we will continue to. This just didn't fall into the macro metric or macro matrix of promotional activity for us in 2019.
David, just a couple more before we let you go. And you know what a fan I am of the TaylorMade golf balls, TP5, TP5X. You've got some new versions of them. I also love the Project A golf ball. It fits my game very well. Talk about what's going on or what's coming up in the golf ball segment.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, we're very proud of all the products we launch. But when I think about the transformation of our company and the strength of TaylorMade right now, one of the categories that comes to mind immediately is our golf ball. And we made a commitment several years ago, not only to get into this golf ball business, but if we're going to get into the golf ball business, under typical TaylorMade standards, we're going to make the best performing golf ball in the world. And quite candidly, a five-piece construction cast urethane golf ball that's now used by five of the top 10 players in the world. And the reason why Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Jason Day, Justin Rose really are with TaylorMade, Dustin Johnson, is because they knew we had great metalwood and iron technology. They wanted to play the golf ball, and they're not the only ones. We're going to make some announcements in January about players that are coming to our brand because of the golf ball. And believe me, I know it sounds like marketing speak when someone says, hey, more layers is better performance. More layers in golf ball, when done correctly, the way we're doing it, is better performance. We have constructed a ball, two of them, TP5 and TP5X, that enable golfers to maximize distance off the tee and off their irons with higher launch and better spin conditions and not compromise any feel around the greens and chipping and putting. It is simply extraordinary. And, you know, to our entire team, our R&D team that works on golf ball, our product marketers that work on golf ball, we have cracked the code that others haven't been able to do. And believe me, there's a lot of good golf balls in market. But when you go test the golf ball, put it on a launch monitor, I can promise you and your listeners, there is no golf ball that compares to TP5 and TP5X. And you can tell by my emotion intensity about this, because if there was a better golf ball than ours, I would tell you there was. But we have now set the standard for golf ball performance, and even the industry leaders are measuring their balls against our performance now, which is very humbling for us.
And David, here we are on the heels of Veterans Day and here on the Armed Forces Radio Network. And TaylorMade offers a military discount for veterans, active military personnel, their spouses and family members. Wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that.
Yeah, you know, our veterans mean the world to us. Our servicemen and women, as I mentioned earlier, they mean the world to us. We're involved in a lot of initiatives that support disabled veterans, those that have come back from wars, that are recovering through the game of golf, certainly our support of men and women that are currently in the service. And it's very near and dear to me personally and certainly to our company. My father is a veteran of the Korean War and couldn't be more proud of him. And you know, the sacrifices that our veterans have made for our country and our current servicemen and women make for our country, it's the ultimate sacrifice. So we have a discount program That's offered through TaylorMadeGolf.com for veterans so they can get into the game of golf and get into the great TaylorMade equipment and golf balls at a discount. Just go onto the website and look it up, and you'll find it. Our customer service teams are there to service our veterans, and we're just so thankful for them. And anything we can do to support their desire to play the game of golf and play TaylorMade, we're here for you.
David, let our listeners know, you mentioned the website. How can they stay up to date with all the great things you guys are doing and continue to follow you, whether it's online or it's on social media?
Yeah, you're great. Obviously, TaylorMadeGolf.com is our web address, so www.TaylorMadeGolf.com, or you can follow our Twitter handle, TaylorMadeGolf, our Facebook pages, our Instagram pages. All those are there for you. We've got millions and millions of followers. We share content around new products. We share content around our athletes, but most importantly, we're so authentic. We talk about golf. We're a golf company. We don't do anything else but golf, and I think that's one of the great strengths of our organization and our support of those that really want to improve their play, and we're here for you, want to help you get better.
David, can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. We always learn something when you're here and always enjoy getting to spend some time with you, like you talked about earlier. Hopefully get the opportunity to catch up again in January, because it sounds like you got a lot of exciting things about to come out.
Likewise, Chris. Look forward to it. Thanks for all you do for the game of golf, and I love your show. And again, happy Thanksgiving to all your listeners, to yourself, and to your families.
Same to you, David. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds great. Bye-bye.
See you, David. That is David Abeles. He is the CEO of TaylorMade Golf. And boy, folks, you know, again, we're on the heels of an incredible year for the TaylorMade brand. And to think they've got some new exciting technologies that are about to roll out in January, players coming to their brand to start playing their golf balls. Again, TP5, TP5X, great golf balls. Project A as well as a golf ball that I enjoy very much. So looking forward to having David back on the show, hopefully in January, to talk about all those great things.